Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim. And this was a really great show. I honestly wasn't sure how it was going to go, how it was going to turn out when I first started talking to Michael Cohan, who is our guest today. But it was actually like a really, really amazing interview. And the number one reason why is because Michael was 100% transparent when he was talking about what it is actually like to start your business. And, you know, with other people that I've had on the show, they've talked about, yeah, you just need to be hustle and you need to be organized and you need to be willing to just go like no plan B approach, which is all fine and good. But we also need to understand the expectations of what starting a business is going to look like and running the business and, you know, be very comfortable with being in this business for the long haul, because the first couple of years you are not going to be achieving the results that you're expecting to. And as Michael says later on in the interview, you know, you are not going to be making six figures in 6 months. I can almost guarantee it. There's people that have done it. There are far and few between, but for most of us, you're not going to be making an insane amount of money in your first couple of years. And so what we really get in depth on this interview is talking about what the level of expectation should be, what taking action should look like, and how we can stop all the comparisonitis that we are going to be confronted with, of course, just being human, and how we can start to kind of dumb that down. And one of the key things that he goes over is how we can stop that negative talk, whether it's coming externally from our friends, spouse, family members, whether it's coming internally from our thoughts and wanting us to stop doing what we're doing and stop going towards our dream business in this industry, because we are black sheep. We are going against the grain here and it is not easy. So I cannot wait for you guys to start listening to the interview. We are going to jump into that momentarily. What I do want to do is invite you to my free online training, which is available on my website. You just go to maximizedbusiness.ca/program webinar, and you can click on that link and you can sign up for the next available training. And it's all about how you can start to create your signature in office or online program. So it's about an hour, and I encourage you to go take a listen to that. But without further ado, let's jump on to the interview with Michael. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for coming on to the Profitable Practice Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Super excited to speak to your audience today.
Me too. Now, I'm sure a lot of us don't know your background and your history and why you're going to be such a vital piece to the show. So why don't you give us kind of some insight onto you and what makes you so amazing?
Okay, so this is going to take a couple minutes, so your audience should just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. You know, my early childhood growing up was a very standard, normal, you know, Western American lifestyle. Grew up in the suburbs of New Jersey and just had a nice childhood. Went to soccer practice, baseball practice, went to school, middle school, high school. And then some point in high school, I had a really profound English and history teacher that also taught a sociology class. And in that sociology class, we examined a movie, which is one of my favorite movies. And it's called Dead Poets Society with Robert Williams. And that movie, I think, was the sort of the beginning of me on this journey to try to live a different life. Because part of that message in Dead Poets Society is to seize the day, to have the courage to look at life differently than what everybody else tells you to live, and try to find your own true path and what not what everybody else tells you. But it took me 25 more years to get where I'm at now talking to you. Mm-hmm. So I went to college and graduated from college and got a job, and I worked in corporate America for about 12 to 15 years. The time's not exactly time stamped in my mind. I worked very hard in New York City. I worked for various real estate investment trusts in their advertising, marketing, project management, brand development. And around 32 years old, I probably was at the height of my career. I was making almost $250,000 a year plus bonus. I had an office with a view. I had my own executive assistant, and I had a team. But I was very angry, and I was very overweight, and I was very unhealthy. And I decided to say, what's my real purpose in life? I have a nice brownstone apartment in New York City. I have more money than I know what to do with. I'm going on very nice vacations. Mm-hmm. I have stuff, but I don't feel happy. And I was doing drugs at the time, mm-hmm. before drugs were a crisis. So I was doing, you know, Adderall and Vicodin and Xanax and going out. And one day, a friend of mine pulled me aside and was like, look, you're going to die if you don't figure out what you want to do with your life. And so I just began to explore it and got into yoga. And then through the practice of yoga, I began to change my life. And now today I sit here and talk to people like you on how to live a spiritual, mindful life and help people become their true selves, to live yeah. their life on purpose.
Yeah. And I mean, the next question is as well, you know, I want to learn how to grow my business. I don't want to learn about how to do yoga and all these other things, but the two are so intertwined and so interconnected. Like, you have to be grounded in your decision making around growing a business. You have to commit to being as self-integral as you can when it comes to your responsibility and how you are in your business. And especially as healthcare practitioners, we are now taking on the responsibility for our patients and our patients' health and well-being. And from the very beginning, and we were talking about this before the interview started, is, you know, most healthcare practitioners have no idea how to separate from, you know, being a healthcare practitioner to a business owner. And I'd really love to ask you your advice on why you find it so difficult for people that are very health-minded and health-centered to also be entrepreneurial at the same time?
It's a good question, and it's going to take me a little while to answer that. So if I start to go in a direction and starts to, well, not just write notes. If it starts to go too far in one direction and I'm starting to ramble, pull me back.
Okay.
So as healthcare professionals or light workers that are interested in helping people become healthy and not in the modality of medical practitioners like doctors, because I can't talk about how a doctor builds a business because I don't know.
Right.
I only can tell you how to build your business if you are in the holistic field of mindfulness, yoga, health coaching, life coaching, and Ayurveda. Mm-hmm. And the first struggle that I observe and I work with clients that are in this field that I help them build their businesses, the first is the mindset. You as a light worker and or a healthcare professional are choosing to step out of society's norms of how you should earn a living and saying that model that has been working since the Industrial Revolution is not the model I want to have. I want to change and do something different. And everything around you and everybody around you is going to say that is a waste of your time. So you first have to be mindful of the fact that everybody's going to try to defeat you until you get to a point where you're actually paying your bills. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first obstacle, is to get over that negative speak, both internal and external. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people in our field that do health coaching certifications or do life coaching certifications, or they go and become Thai yoga practitioners or yoga teachers, they never get out of that negative speak. So they never move to the next stage of building their brand. So they say that they're health coaches and they're life coaches and they're yoga teachers, but they're not earning a living. So it's a hobby.
Right.
Until you earn a living, it's not a business. And that's the first reason why people don't come successful.
I really want to go back to that internal external struggle that people are having around, because literally we are, you know, quote unquote, the black sheep of regular society. And for a lot of the clients and healthcare practitioners that I talk to, you know, that's, I feel, the biggest emotional obstacle that they need to overcome is, you know, my spouse is really, you know, pressuring me to start paying the bills to contribute. My parents are really upset that I'm not able to, you know, live on my own yet. I can't afford to pay my own bills because I just graduated and I'm trying to build this business. And people don't understand entrepreneurial endeavors unless they are entrepreneurial themselves. They just don't get it. So how do you coach people around how to start to, you know, you can still accept all the negative thoughts because we'll never stop having negative thoughts, but how do you become stronger so that it doesn't dissuade you from your path?
Well, as my teacher, Sharon Gannon, who is a yoga teacher and she's from Jiva Mukti Yoga, the founder, she always says that in order to overcome negative speak, the solution is to practice gratitude and blessings. And so what you have to do every morning, first thing in the morning, is you need to get up out of the bed. And before you check your emails, before you talk to your partners, before you get into that field of self-doubt, you take 5 minutes and you just simply say three times, I am grateful for, and name the person or the object. Mm-hmm. Three times, I am grateful for my life partner, Sandy. I am grateful for my ability to teach yoga. I am grateful for my clients who helped me build my business. Mm-hmm. And then you give blessings, and you give blessings to people, not just the people that inspire you, but the people that kind of try to tear you down. Like, I give blessings to my life partner who is afraid that I'm going to fail and is coming from a good place. I give blessings to my parents. I give blessings to the people in this world who don't understand what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And if you do that every day, it begins to change your mind shift. Because in mindfulness and in mindfulness psychology and in the study of modern psychology, they have proven that it takes 9 positive thoughts to overcome 1 negative thought or 1 negative speak.
Wow.
So if your partner or your family or your friend says, what you're doing is a waste of your time, it's going to take 9 acts of affirmation or 9 positive thoughts to overcome that one person saying something negative to
wow.
you, or if you say something negative to yourself. And so that's why as life coaches, we tell people, just practice gratitude and blessing to overcome negative speak.
And what are some other ways that you find are the big mental blocks for healthcare practitioners, again, to step out into that entrepreneurial space and grow their business?
Great question. So the first thing I notice with every healthcare practitioner is they come up to me and they'll be like, I just graduated from health coaching. I'm like, great, congratulations. Where's your website? And they just stare at me. I'm like, where's your website? And they say, then they come back 3 months later and they say, I ask them how they're doing with their coaching business. And they're like, oh, I don't really have any clients. I'm struggling. And I'm like, okay, let me see your website. What's the problem? And they still don't have a website. And it's because a lot of people, when they graduate from these healthcare professions and they want to be healers, they're mm-hmm. inspired because somebody else out there gave them help. And it's typically somebody that's really a big name life coach, health coach, motivational speaker like Gabby Bernstein or Tony Robbins mm-hmm. or, you know, and these big name guys that are and women that are larger than life. And they say, who am I to compare myself to this person mm-hmm. who inspired me to do this? And so they have this fear of being an imposter. Mm-hmm. So they don't put themselves out there. So that's the second obstacle. You got to get over the fact that you are not Gabby Bernstein. You are not Tony Robbins. You're not Brendan Burchard. You're not Hal. You're not Lewis. You're not Jordan today. But they started where you are, and you have to start with getting your information out there. And chances are it's going to be terrible. I launched a podcast on a lark a year ago. And it started out with just me recording what we call in yoga mini Dharma talks, like motivational speaking. And it started with this using my cell phone.
Sure.
Sound quality was not that good. And over a year, my sound quality has gotten slowly better. And I've learned to have good intro music and good cut sounds. And then I started bringing people in to be interviewed. And I just finished that, figured out the other day how to level out the sound so it doesn't have those highs and lows anymore. And I've been doing this for a year. And so you have to just put it out there without any expectations. So you have to build your website and you have to build your platform with not worrying about whether you're going to have 1,000 people following you right away, but just do it. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And if any success coach or success guru out there tells you not to do it, ignore them because they just don't want the competition. So if you want to do a podcast or you want to write a blog or you want to start a YouTube channel and someone you're listening to says, don't do it, it's a waste of your time. If that's in your soul, ignore that person and go do it. And don't worry about whether it's going to be good or bad, but don't settle for mediocrity either. Mm-hmm. Become a student of your craft. And that's why people in our field don't do well because they never get the courage to put themselves out there and they don't get the courage to kind of begin and they just stay in that stage of thinking up here in the mind and imagining what it will be like to be a successful business person without doing the necessary steps. At the same time, to follow up, the other biggest problem is they all think they're going to be successful in 6 months.
Yes. Thank you for saying this.
That's not true. I've been teaching yoga and I've been a life coach for, I'm 42, a decade now. A decade. And I'm just getting to the point in my coaching business where I am actually making a living that's sustainable, that's paying my bills. I'm just getting to yoga teacher where I'm going to do my first teacher training where, you know, I'm going to get like 20, 30 students signing up for a teacher training. And if you don't realize it, for those listening to this, a yoga teacher training, do the quick math. I'm charging $3,000 for a teacher training and I have a wait list of 30 students. So what's 3,000 times 30?
Yeah, it's a good day.
It's taken me 10 years to get there.
Yes.
Right. It's a really good day. Well, it's a good 6 months. But people don't realize that practice of getting to the point of being able to run a teacher training as a yoga teacher with 30 students charging $3,000 took me 10 years. Mm-hmm. I have over 1,400 hours of different yoga trainings. I've been teaching yoga for a decade. This is why I'm able to do this. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, you won't be able to do that. But if you keep practicing and keep building your craft and honing your skills, then you'll be able to. So that's the second reason why people fail. And then I have a third one too.
Please.
So the third reason, and this is something that took me a long time to like really think about, and nobody ever really taught me this. When you become a healthcare professional, and I'm not talking about doctors, and I'm not talking about chiropractors, because that's a different model, and that is more linked to insurance. I'm talking about the people that work in our field as energy healers, light healers, and life coaches and health coaches that aren't working with insurance. Mm-hmm. You go through your training, and in that training, they have about 5 hours of business coaching. And in that business coaching, because I've done probably 5 life coaching and health coaching trainings now, they all tell you that the average health coach or life coach charges $150 to $200 an hour. Mm-hmm. And if you're new in this business and you don't have a following and you aren't like in that field of like being Deepak Chopra or someone that's getting people knocking on the doors, chances are nobody's going to give you $150 to $250 an hour. And so you have to be reasonable of where to start. And you should not give your services away, but you have to create a platform where people can start working with you at a low barrier to entry. And so what I always recommend my clients to do is start off with a small group coaching platform where people who come through to your service through either through podcasting or Facebook, some sort of outreach platform, allow them to come part of a community for a very low barrier to entry. Mm-hmm. Where $25 a month, they can join a group coaching or health coaching that people will join without it being hard for them. Mm-hmm. And then upsell from that group coaching to one-to-one products. And then from the one-to-one products, upsell to retreats and trainings. And so what they do in the business is they teach you the opposite. They say group coaching is really hard. Don't do that. That's like for the really advanced coach. You need to just start with one-to-ones and nobody's going to give you $150 an hour. I mean, like, get real. Who are you? You're the person that's just starting out. So you got to have a low barrier to entry. And so the model that they teach is, in my opinion, upside down. Mm-hmm. And so I teach a different way of doing it, of how to build a brand and a business.
And just to kind of follow up with that point, I think that's very, very important, because this is the other struggle I hear is people say, well, there's nobody on my calendar. I hardly have any bookings. And I say, well, just invite people into your office, like any way, whether it's group or offering a service for free so you can practice your skills and get better at something. Like, what have you got to lose just getting people into your office somehow? Because more likely than not, you are going to be able to upsell them to another visit, one-on-one, something like that. And I find so often they'd rather have their schedule empty with nobody on it and make no money, as opposed to just fill up the calendar as quickly as you can to at least learn and get better and get, you know, get your feet a little bit more wet. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. But I do want to go back to a few of your previous points. And the biggest thing that mm-hmm. I was hearing is being comfortable with taking imperfect action is really what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Just put yourself out there. Don't worry about, you know, the audio being great, the website looking the best that it possibly could, for everything to be perfectly lined up. And for a lot of people, that's an incredibly hard thing to do. Number one, a lot of us are perfectionists, type A, afraid that if we make a mistake, people are going to call us out on it. And number two, we want to wait until everything is quote unquote perfect before we could ever release something. And I would love to hear where those, again, mental blocks are coming from, because anybody who knows me and works with me, I'm constantly saying, just do something, go out there. Do a Facebook Live, even if you just stumble over the whole time. Just get that going, get the practice going, get used to putting things out there. But where do you find that big hang up is around perfectionism and that fear of exposing like yourself to a wide audience?
I think what I have experienced, most of my clients that I work with that are trying to build coaching businesses, they're afraid that they're going to be judged mm-hmm. and that people are going to tell them that what they're doing. And this goes back to the original thing that we talked about. They're afraid that the people in their life, their friends, their family are going to say what you're doing is stupid and dumb. And they're afraid that whatever they put out there is not going to be good. And then the second time, they're afraid that if they put something out there and it sounds really bad or they do a really good job, that they're never going to be successful. So if they're like, if they do a podcast and the sound quality is terrible, then they're never going to be good at it. And look, I get it. I get why, because what happens is you sign up for these like membership sites or these coaching sites, or you listen to podcasts where people are running entrepreneurial based podcasts teaching people how to sell mm-hmm. something. And they always tell you in these shows, because they're trying to sell you a service. So, you know, like this one podcast that I like, I really like what the guy does, but he always talks about if you're going to start a podcast, you need to have the best audio equipment, because nobody's going to listen to your podcast unless you have your best audio equipment, and sign up for my podcasting course.
Right.
And if you go to my website and you click on my kit, it will tell you everything you knew. And I've gone to his website and I've checked out his kit, and his podcasting kit is $3,000.
I don't recall ever spending $3,000 on this podcast ever.
Right.
For my equipment.
I have a USB logistic pod headset with noise canceling, and it cost me $40.
Right.
But if you're like, so if you're this new coach and you're this new like entrepreneur in our space, and you're struggling to get yourself out there, you go onto social media and you get distracted by people that are trying to sell you services and products to build your business. And basically the message is, if you don't spend $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 on my services to help you build your business, you're just not serious about your business.
Right.
And so they just don't put themselves out there. They just don't cut through the noise. And they think, oh, if I start a blog and I don't have 1,000 people reading my blog, I'm a failure. They don't hear the message from the actual really successful bloggers who say, who cares if 1,000 people read your blog? You're putting a blog out there for your audience. And if you have 10 people read your blog, you're a success. Just do it. And it doesn't have to be great. 3 paragraphs. Just write something once a month. 3 paragraphs. Don't try to build a business building a blog. Try to create value to your audience. And so people just have this fear of putting themselves out there, because there's this noise out there that keeps all these like success gurus that keep telling you that if you don't do it to the highest standards of the professional, then it's just not worth it. It's a waste of your time. So they just don't do it. And they just sit there on the sidelines the whole time.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit deeper about comparisonitis, because it comes up all the time. We see, you know, the Amy Porterfields of the world and the Lewis Howes of the world and the Marie Forleos, and they're putting out tremendous content. They're like, all of their downloads are beautiful. Their emails are well written. And us, being a business of one, have a really hard time, you know, feeling that we could ever meet those standards. Or imagine if I could put that out, how much better my business would be. And we start comparing ourselves. And I find for most people, it can go one of two ways. Either it inspires you to do better and get better with your craft to hopefully get there someday, or it completely deters you, diminishes you, and makes you want to just quit everything that you're doing. So how do you navigate people through that?
Good question. And I have two parts to that. The first one is going to be a quick answer. Yes, you, or not you necessarily, but me and other people at my level of business. And like, for those of you, full disclosure, for my level of business, as a full-time yoga teacher and a full-time life coach, right now I make between $5,000 and $7,000 a month. I run a small little mastermind group. I charge $25 a month for 2 group coaching calls. I do one-to-one coaching, I teach yoga, and I run privates. Now, I make additional income running teacher trainings and running workshops, but I'm talking about my day-to-day business.
Yeah.
That's my income, depending on the fluctuation. I do not have the resources or the ability to hire a team of professionals to do SEO to the level of someone like Lewis Howes, to run a podcast to the level of Lewis Howes, to create show notes that are at the level of Lewis Howes, which we'll use Lewis because Lewis is great and I think he's a great guy, to have an email like marketing platform that is at his level, to have anything at his level, I'm unable to do. Lewis charges $3,000 an hour to work with him one-to-one. I charge $150 to $125. Chances are, I can build my business right now at my price point with my quality. So people can't always go to the Lewis house and need coaching. So there is a market for people at that lower level, and you can build a successful business. If you have 10 clients meeting two times a month at $100 a session, it's $200 times 10 people. That's $2,000. $2,000. I mean, like, you're not like living the laps of luxury, but you're earning a decent, you're earning a small little income. And if you run a small little group mastermind community with charging $25 and you have 50 people, you're making another $1,000. So now you're making $3,000 for yourself and you don't have a team.
Now, that's
true. If you have 20 people, you're right. And if you have 20 people meeting two times a month, you're making $5,000. So, and you're charging at the lower point where people want life coaches, that they want people out there like the Lewis house that you know just as much as he does, but your brain is not touched, that you could work with. So you have to put yourself out there and not worry about Lewis. You have to think, okay, there's a, I'm marketing to my level audience. And if you really want to, one day, the more you build your income, you come in, the more you can improve your craft, get a better website, have someone help you with your blog, eventually get somebody to help with your sound quality and your editing, that $150 client could go to a $300 to a $500 to a $1,000 client. So start, because there's someone out there that can't afford Lewis that can afford you and that needs your help. The second thing is, the second part, if you have any questions, I can go in and can comment on the next part whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. You keep going.
You and me, part of the human condition is, okay, so from a spiritual standpoint, you and me, we're not this body. This material body is a temporary manifestation. We're not the mind. We're something more. We're a soul. We're a pure spirit being. And in the grand scheme of consciousness, this lifetime, this body, it's very short. We're only here from anywhere from, you know, the average person, 80 years. However, because you're in this body and this is all what you know, 80 years is a lot for you. And that's a lot for me. And so part of that human condition is to compare and contrast, because the only way that you know that you are doing well in life, in whatever endeavor you're doing, whether it's running a business or being a good, a healthy, a good parent, or being a good partner to someone, is to see how you compare to other people in this world. So comparing and contrasting is a natural tool used for you to know whether you're doing a good job or not.
Right.
However, if you use your comparing and contrasting to view yourself as better than other people, so people that aren't as successful as you, you're better than them, and people that are more successful than you, you're not as good as they are. Or if you use comparing contrast to say that I am not good enough for any in this world, then it's negative. If you use comparing contrast to say, okay, that's where I want to be. I want to be at that success level. I'm not there today. So where can I improve on to become there, and to use it as a tool to grow? Vice versa, when you compare yourself and you see other people that aren't doing well, you can use that compare and contrast to say, this is what I should not do in life. And then it helps you become a better person at the same time. But if you identify with that compare and contrast, that's when that holds you back in life. You have to use compare and contrast as a tool to make you a better person, by once again practicing gratitude and sending blessings.
I love that.
It all comes back to gratitude and blessings.
Yeah. So simple, but I know most of us are going to be like, yeah, that's all well and good. I'll start that tomorrow. And we just won't do it.
Well, most people, the problem is when they, you know, and this is one of the things that I'm trying to work on in my world. That's why I started a podcast. Like, people like me on other podcasts feel that they have to justify why it's spiritual, because I can't scientifically prove that it works. So then people are like, oh, I don't want to go here, but I'm going to. And you know what? Every you know, the the yogis have been saying things for 5,000 years, like meditation is good for you, and that you're not the body, you're not the mind, you're the soul, and that practicing yoga and stretching keeps you healthy, and eating a plant-based diet decreases the risk of disease. And every 5 to 10 years, whenever we talk about this stuff, Harvard, Yale, Berkeley eventually comes along and says, yes, they're right. Here's the scientific empirical knowledge. The problem is there is these teachings of spirituality from the Bhagavad Gita, from the Diamond Sutras, which is the Buddhist text, or the Yoga Sutras, or the Vedas, they're very steep and rich in tradition. And when someone takes the teachings and applies it to modern life, it works. What happens is when someone takes these teachings and makes and modernizes it to apply to life is when it becomes new age and then silly.
Right.
So you have to keep the original teachings, don't change them, and apply it to modern life in the way it works today, but not change the teachings. So that's why we struggle there.
Totally. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to, like, all encompassing of all of this, I really wanted to finish up the call talking about integrity, because it is so incredibly important for me to be integral with my word, for me to be self-integral with what I want to do, with what I'm committing to do, integral with my patients and clients, with what I'm promising them I will do for them. And I really want to finish up and wrap up, because everything that you're talking about is all about practicing integrity. And if you say you're going to do this, then be, you know, a man of your word, so to speak. So let's just talk about how we can be more integral in our business and in our life.
Okay. So in yoga, in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, chapter 2, verse 12, in Sanskrit, it says, Abhyasa Vyamra, translates as, through the practice of non-attachment, one obtains the perfection of yoga. And yoga is not just the physical practice of yoga. Yoga is a way of living. When one says they're a yogi, it means they adhere to a spiritual lifestyle. And part of that spiritual lifestyle is to not be attached. When you, as a person in this world, are attached to the outcomes and the expectations you have in life, that is when you begin to lose integrity with who you are. And you begin to not care about how you get there. You just focus on the outcome. And it's very hard right now with social media and the 24-hour news cycle that's on your phone and that is constantly bombarded with you with this message of materialism, that happiness and success comes when you have a lot of stuff, when you have a lot of power, when you have a lot of influence, and it shouldn't matter how you get there, just do it. And it's not an attack on red states, blue states, Republicans, Democrats, Eastern philosophy, Western philosophy, this religion, that religion. It's a fact that when you go on TV, when you go on social media, when you go in the news cycles, the people around the world, whether you believe in their political viewpoints or religious viewpoints, or you disagree with them, do not fall by the standards which they teach. And so they just have a lot of influence, and all they care about is keeping that influence. And so that message then translates to you. Who cares how to live your life? Just get that place of success.
Yeah.
And so you're attached to it. And that leads to that, like, cutting corners and lying, or creating the YouTube channel where you're like sitting behind the house that you don't own.
Or driving like the six-figure car. Yeah.
Yeah, driving the car, or like posting that ad that says, you know, about like marketing, or, you know, all the scams that you see. And, you know, we're going through a pulsation like anything in life. And, you know, we go through these, like, you know, vibrational fluctuations where we live in a world of integrity, and then we go out into the chaos and back and forth. And we're in that stage right now where the world, it doesn't matter about, you know, how people live. It just matters whether you have the stuff. And it's shifting back out into this, it matters how you live. Mm-hmm. And so as healthcare practitioners, and you just don't worry about whether you're gonna be successful or not. It is important for you to earn a living. You should not give away your services. But if you keep putting yourself out there, you keep practicing, you keep studying, you keep honing your craft, one day you're going to be successful. And one day you're gonna be able to sit up there on stage and be at the top of your game. But it's going to be built on foundation of success. Because if you don't and you cut the corners sooner or later, and it might not be you, but it will be you or your kids or your family that are going to suffer because eventually that foundation, if it's not built strong with integrity and truth, mm-hmm. is going to get torn down. Mm-hmm. And it happens to everybody. I don't care who you are. It's going to happen because enough people eventually through jealousy and wanting what you have, they're going to try to take it from you mm-hmm. and they're going to try to tear it down. And so you just have to just do it and you just have to live by an example and you have to be that exemplar because ultimately what you do in this lifetime and how you live in this lifetime carries over to the next form of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So if you live in this lifetime through selfishness, greed, and through lying, and then lifetime or in the next stage of consciousness, you're going to have to deal with that. And so you might as well live by an example in this lifetime and be the best that you can be.
Love that. Michael, if people wanted to reach out and connect with you, what are some great ways that they can do that?
Really simple. Just go to my website, yourwellnessyogi.com. And I have everything there, links to my Facebook, social media, my blog, my podcast. They can sign up for my mailing list. They can jump on free coaching consultations. Everything's on my website.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being so honest and transparent and being very inspirational about just, you know, just do it. Just be yourself. Be completely authentic. Stop worrying about the results. Let go of the expectations. I think that's something that we all need to remember and probably re-listen to multiple times over and over again, because that's really what it is. That's really the game. And I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, and just to let you know, guys, whoever's listening to us, all the self-doubt, all the conscious, like, self-negative speak, and all the fears that I go through, and everybody else out there. I've been around very successful people. I've been around the Dalai Lama. I've been around His Holiness Ramananda Swami. I've been around very successful life coaches. I've been around very successful financial gurus. Every person in this world has the same fears, the same struggles. Mm-hmm. It just manifests differently. And so we all go through it and we all need that constant reaffirming and that recentering and that rebelief into who we truly are and ignoring the weapons of mass distractions.
Thank you so much again. So there you have it, folks. Another wonderful episode in the books. And like always, I'm hoping that you are going to listen to what we were talking about, and especially doing that exercise of practicing gratefulness and blessings. I'm really hoping that that will help to kind of change your mindset around where you are in your business and what your external and internal talk and chatter are doing with regards to your ability to be successful and move forward and get everything that you want to out of your business. And if you need to, I encourage you to listen to this entire show again, maybe, you know, tomorrow, maybe a week from now, just to remind yourself that you are exactly where you are supposed to be, that you should never be comparing yourself to anybody, because there's only one you, and everybody that you are emulating and wanting to be were exactly where you are right now. And you have to just start somewhere. But of course, as I always, always, always ask, please take imperfect action every single day. And if you can do this on your own, I am thrilled for you and I look forward to hearing about your successes. If you do need a little bit more support, if you do need more accountability, more handholding, someone to show you what to do so that you don't learn and waste all this time on your own, I would love to chat with you. So please reach out to info@themaximmovement.com. Send me an email. You can send me a direct message on Instagram @AndreaMaximND. Find me on Facebook at the Maximized Business Facebook page. I will be happy to set up a time and chat with you about what's going well, what isn't going so well in your business, and of course, how I can help. Please do not forget to sign up to that free online training, maximizebusiness.ca/program webinar, where you can learn in an hour all about how you can start, price, and implement an in-office or online program. Other than that, guys, I am thrilled that you're continuing to listen to these shows. And of course, leave me your comments, feedback on iTunes, leave a review, or leave a comment on my website. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.